Well, there you go, Paula Fuga, for you who were tuning in. That is one of our, if you will, giveaways as part of our fun drive. And I just want to let you know that you are listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, 90.9 FM up here on the beautiful North Shore, Hanalei, 91.9 FM island-wide, and 92.7 in the Anahola Moloa'a area on the gathering place of Oahu at 104.7 FM on Oahu, and 95.1 cable. If you got that action, that's where you'll find us streaming worldwide at www.kkcr.org. I'm Laura Christine. This is the Out of the Box Show. You were listening to Paula Fuga. That's a part of the Talk Story, Songs and Stories of Hawaii's Contemporary Music. And if you were a contributor to our KKCR Fund Drive, Membership Drive, and made a contribution of a certain amount, I think you'll get one of these. It just came in. We played it for a sample. I think yesterday Tracy was kind enough to give us a little bit of a taste, and I knew I was going to be late today, so we wanted to put that out there over the airwaves so that you could enjoy. If you would like to go to the website, www.kkcr.org, and hit the donate button and give us a call or send us an email, we might be able to make this come your way. This is an interview that you heard from our very own Thomas and Leilani helping to introduce Paula Fuga. If you didn't hear, a woman born in Louisiana, raised on the island of Oahu, and has blessed us with such a beautiful voice. So we'll catch another beautiful voice after we do this whole top of the hour good stuff that we do at 5 o'clock and then some. And hopefully you will stay right here locked down on your community radio, the station that loves you, KKCR. Check this out. Before we go there, I'm going to do this.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, board, volunteers, or underwriters.
Yes, and thank you, Don, for that. And I want to also say a big mahalo to Hawaii Life, Tahiti Nui, and Compassionate Care Kauai. These are the folks that help make this Out of the Box and Out of the Box special possible with the good support of folks like you, the listeners and members. So thanks for making this all happen.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, MD of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at hawaiicompassionatecare.com.
There you go. Mahalo's for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Our underwriters are one of those foundations that we are able to make happen, that we are able to lean on, that we are able to leverage. So support our underwriters and support our community radio. It's what makes the world go round for us here at this beautiful station. I want to just throw it out there for the next 55 minutes. We have an open forum. I have no guests in the booth. I'm here solo, actually. Brother Tim is out on special assignment getting ready for a wonderful event this weekend in Kilauea. That's the Kilauea Town Celebration. There'll be music. There will be tree lighting. There will be games. There will be fun. And I think it's Saturday. I'm going to check in before the hour is done and make sure that I got the date. But I think it is this Saturday. Of course, this Friday night, if you are in Lihue, be prepared because traffic will be affected by the Lights on Rice Parade that is happening Friday around sunset. Not sure the exact time. It'll be island time. You know, the parade starts at Vedina Stadium and comes down Rice Street and then will terminate right there at the county council chambers in the historic county building. That's happening Friday night, tomorrow in the evening. Around this time, you'll stake yourself out so you can get a good place to see. The Kauai Museum is hosting a little bit of a craft fair. So if you get there early, you'll be able to find parking and be able to get something to eat. We do have some phone callers that are going to join us at 826-7771. I'll bring you on the air very shortly because I am answering the phones and talking to people on the air like you. Aloha, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Terrific. What can I help you with as the first caller in our show today?
All right. I was just waiting. I want to congratulate the protectors of Mauna Kea, you know, in doing a great job into the Supreme Court decision coming up to stop the TMT development.
So tell us a little bit more for folks who might not have been either tuned in or they were out there in Kalalau. What happened recently that gives reason to celebrate?
Well, what happened was that the protectors put up a challenge saying that the TMT couldn't go ahead and develop, even though they said they had the permits and everything in order to develop the telescope on Mauna Kea. And the Supreme Court ruled yesterday, in early afternoon, that they were putting the cart before the horse and that they didn't have the permit because the other side, who had raised a lot of questions, the Mauna Kea protectors, their concerns weren't addressed. And so what happened was that this permit that the Department of Land and Natural Resources or the Board of Land and Natural Resources gave to the developers who want to put the telescope up there in Mauna Kea, it has been, they've been stopped. They got to try all over again. In a lot of ways, it's almost like our super furry fight. You know, Lingle. And we, you know that, yeah, Jimmy. So they tried to bring the super furry here and we stopped them every time they came. But, and then the Supreme Court ruled in our favor that they had no environmental impact statement. And with these guys, they didn't have the permits.
Invalid.
Yeah, and they tried to get public support, which is bogus because they never asked guys like you and me and how we felt, you know. And when
if they did ask, they didn't listen.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, my hat's off to those guys because by them physically blocking, taking direct action, blocking people go up there and digging up the ground and starting to set the groundwork for construction, they stop these guys from going up there to do that.
Well, I think.
Go ahead.
Well, I just thank you, my brother, for pointing that out, that it was a direct action of an organized and informed group of people that were then able to present the issues. So other people joined that, if you will, cause and said, we support you. I mean, the Mauna Kea movement, if you will, the support for the people up on the mountain saying, wait a minute, this isn't right. Pretty significant.
It's a tremendous victory, and I am completely happy about it. And I know a lot of other people are. And even those folks that had put up the Pohakuta block, they had a big role to play.
Right?
In fact, that was critical because they turned back, you know. The construction crews had to turn back because they had all that Pohaku in the road. And too bad for them, and that's what stopped them. And I got to give those organizers a lot of credit, man, because they went all over the world to get support from all kinds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people on this island held signs and wrote letters and spoke up again about it. And even some people, even like Dustin Barker and others, went up there to show their support and even get arrested. And I think they got to drop the charges on everybody that got arrested.
Well, that's a good point.
It's like us guys with the super fair. We were upholding the law. We were the ones. We weren't breaking the law. They weren't breaking any laws either. They were upholding it, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that And if callers want to comment on that, that'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, that is, I think, a significant ruling. I think that when the court case went before the Supreme Court and the questions that the justices were answering or asking of the state, did you do this? And Department of Land and Natural Resources, doesn't your rules say you need to do that? And the University of Hawaii are all complicit in this erroneous act. And again, like you pointed out, if it wasn't for people willing to risk arrest, risk the physical uncomfortableness of sleeping at, 10,000 feet or 8,000 feet, however high up they had to locate themselves and put up with the BS that the state says, oh, you cannot do this. This is with the special rules that they came up at the last minute. Again, like you said, similar to the super ferry, all of a sudden, no, Willy Willy Park is no longer a place where people can congregate. You can't be there because you're going to be here. We'll tell you where you can protest, but you can't protest in the harbor because, we can't protect you.
Yeah, it's good because this is good lessons because unfair, illegal laws should be broken, and people should take direct action against it. And that's what they did. And, that's one of the big reasons why the mountain hasn't been destroyed by this new TMT development, And so I give a lot of congratulations, a lot of kudos to these fighters. They did a remarkable job. Thank you.
I agree. I mean, I don't know if you want to, just jump in while we're on the talk.
I'm fine. I want to go and hear what people got to say.
Okay, then. Well, brother, I appreciate, Raymond, appreciate you calling in. And, it is a big, we'll be in touch. And thank you again for calling in. We do... One thing I guess I should say, I'm here by myself, so if I hang up on you, it's not because I wanted to, it's because my fat finger hit the wrong button at the wrong time. The fact that the state Supreme Court represented in the what they see as the fair and balanced, the decision that affects the benefit of the people who said, wait a minute, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with this, and aren't you the people that look at this with a blind eye and you weigh the pros and the cons, and does justice be served or what? So thanks for that call about that. The other state Supreme Court issue that was issued yesterday that I think is worthy is the Niaupuni, the state-sponsored, OHA-funded election process was ruled invalid by the State Department or the state Supreme Court. I'm going to answer this phone so it's not dead air if you can still hear me. Aloha, caller, you are on the air live.
Hi, Jimmy. This is Felicia.
Aloha, Felicia.
You?
I'm very well. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm great. And you're talking about some really, really important things. And I'm calling to make an announcement, but I do want the support that you're speaking of.
Please do.
The U.S. Supreme Court helped overturn the Niaupuni vote. And another lesser one, I don't know if you've looked at, is the Bishop of State case against Uncle Sonny. That's less looked at, but that's a very big deal, and that came up this week, and that was again a win for people of indigenous background.
And so tell us more about that for folks that haven't seen the headlines about OHA and Niaupuni, and then also about Mauna Kea and TMT. What is the case with Uncle Sonny?
Well, I'm about to announce a different thing, but that case was, I don't know if people watched that, but Uncle Sonny, he was basically dragged off his land and, arrested, and his place is allowed to be ransacked, and I don't have the details right in front of me. I have had Lethal Martin and Uncle Sonny on before when they were talking about what it was of being pushed off the land, having something to do with access to water. And that was a big motivation on it.
And what island was this, Felicia?
Hawaii Island.
The Big Island.
Yeah. And it's posted on my Facebook wall or whatever it was, Felicia Alonji Cowden. The reason I am calling is... did you cover this already, that the Navy is having a public input meeting tonight?
No, I know that it's going to be at Island School. I think it's starting at 5 and ending at 8. You have other information?
That's correct. And the best that I can tell is that it is somewhat of a charrette, meaning you go in and you look around at poster boards on the wall, and, you know, I will be in there a little bit. Maybe I can maybe I can call back and tell you what I actually saw there, and I can give a little bit of an explanation on that, but I'm trying to get it in out on the radio early enough that people know that they can make it. So it's in the main hall of Island School. Last time they were here and they did something like this, it had very low turnout, and I went, and, you know, they had beautiful pictures of whales and dolphins and turtles and stuff, and it had, you know, like a number like, oh, we just got a permit for 1.8 million takes or something like that. It was a fantastic number, and a take doesn't necessarily mean a death, but it means...
It gives them permission.
Yeah, like, you know, some kind of harm or impact. And
right.
A challenge that's happening is that we are essentially having a war on the ocean. We have so much war games, and we have to look at when is enough enough.
Well, that's always a good question, Felicia. You know, what is our capacity for bombing these islands? What is our capacity for using you know, sonar in our ocean near or deep waters? You know, like you said, when is enough enough?
That's right. And depleted uranium is another element that
huge.
I see written about. I want to own that I am not an expert on this. I've had different people who do have more expert testimony talking about it and paying attention, but I am not in the military, and I don't have direct experience, so all I know is what I read. And I'm coming as a KKCR programmer, making sure that I can have as close to correct information as I'm able to do. We'll be taking pictures of the materials and doing our best to have, you know, not hearsay, but, you know, straight from the horse's mouth element. They're required to have 5 public hearings. One here, one's going to be at Kihei Lagoon.
On Oahu.
On Oahu in a few days, and then there's 3 in California. And when you look at the maps on this, I think this is particularly an action that's being taken between California and Hawaii. But I will let you take other calls, and I'll go in and look, and before the end of the hour, I'll call back in with a report.
Okay, well, appreciate that, Felicia. And one other little bit of information that you might be able to share. This weekend celebration in Kilauea Town, do you know any of the hours and dates?
I guess, and it'll be wonderful, and there's no cost, or we can't say prices. It is, if somebody didn't have any money, they would be completely fine.
There we go.
And get dinner, and there's always so much generosity. I know that some very extraordinary gifts have come out for the young people.
And this is on Saturday, correct?
Saturday at just across in the Stone Building, the old dispensary.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, you know, there's 3 events happening.
Well, I know tomorrow night is big Lights on Rise Parade. Is there something else going on as well?
Well, they have an event at Kukui Grove, latest, and they have, you know, how Santa and his wife tend to show up there at the county council building, the old historic building.
There we go, Lights on Rice.
Well, I mean, it's connected to that, yes. So that's happening on Friday. And there's also the K-PAC plays, these little short plays that are going to be happening Saturday night and
gotcha.
Sunday night at Kauai High. I think it's like 4 o'clock. I looked in the community calendar in the newspaper, and it was all in there.
Well, so maybe we'll have an Akamai listener that could, part of the production team, that will call in and let us know about show times. And thank you for letting us know, and listeners, that tonight from 5 o'clock, so they're there already at Island School in the main hall, and it's a, if you will, a public meeting, a scoping session for the United States Navy for the territories off the coast of Southern California and out here in the middle of the Pacific for military training purposes. The scoping session is going to be facilitated. Like you said, I remember when I went last at the Peace and Freedom Hall, they had it was almost like a curated exhibit from a museum. They had nice pictures of the environment, nice pictures of our military fleet and some of the cool technology that's involved. And you didn't really get a chance to talk to anybody other than the docent that guided you from station to station. And then if you wanted to make a comment, you could write it down. And I'm not sure if tonight's going to be a little bit more informal or a little bit more handled, but that's from 5 o'clock to 8. If, Felicia, you get a chance and you can call back and let us know how things are going, would appreciate it. And I'm sure on Tuesday, your show, you're going to have a number of things to cover.
I'm going to have a number of things to cover. There's so many things. I will tell you that I am here, and it doesn't look like hardly anybody's here. So I hope that citizens want to be informed and want to have an effect. I only saw this for the first time like 3 hours ago, and I don't know if this has been announced very far ahead of time. Sometimes that's the problem. There's not much of an announcement, and so it is possible that hardly anybody shows up, and there's really very, very little pushback or citizen participation. So, Island School, main hall, right now. And I'll call you and let you know.
There we go. Thanks so much, Felicia.
And okay, thank you, Jimmy.
Aloha. And, you know, if you are listening on Kauai Community Radio, Tuesdays in the afternoon after the homegrown Garden Island Bluegrass Show, you'll hear Felicia usually sitting in this seat and entertaining guests and trying to look for the solution that's part of the pollution that seems to bog us down. I'm going to go with a little musical interlude here if I can. Oh, man, hopefully I hit the right button. I've got some friends visiting from the beautiful Lake Tahoe area, and they've been here before. But today they got to spend a little time on the beautiful west side. So here we go. Hopefully I get it right. If not, bear with me. It happens. It's not the first time I get all crazy like this. Nope, it's not dead air when you can hear someone talking. Uh-oh. Not the song I was hoping to play, but we'll find out. Yeah, that's what happens. This is it. Anna Kenny, this is for you.
I recall not to be fat and small. The people there know they got it all. Simple life for me. Helia to Kauai, Hanalei by the bay, Wailua River Valley, where I used to play. Canyons of Waimea, standing all alone. The magic of the garden now is calling me back home. I left my home looking for a brand new start, to find a place that's better still. Now I know.
go. But it is. You know, there's a lot to be said for this beautiful garden island and the people that live here. I was really impressed with Paula Fuga's story and her inspiration. She's a wonderful woman, and she was here on island to perform as well as help us understand a little bit better about why she does what she does and why it sounds as beautiful as it does. Uh-oh, here we go. I'm going to shut up and let what it is keep on the roll. Why? Because we can. 826-7771 if you'd like to talk story, if you got something you'd like to share, an appreciation, mahalo, if you got a concern, if you got a suggestion, let us know what's going on in your world. Hopefully it's been a beautiful, beautiful day. I know for me it has.
Dream that you dare to, why, oh why, listeners of KKCR. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour, urging you to support Kauai Community Radio. KKCR has been broadcasting from their jungle shack and building community in the island since 1997. Please show your love for KKCR by making an investment in the station that loves you. Your support at any level will pay dividends all year long and ensure the continued success of Kauai Community Radio. From our family at Democracy Now! To your ohana in the center of the Pacific, mahalo for your support. It really does make a difference.
There you go. That's right. Mahalo for your support. And we are right there in the middle of the 5 o'clock hour. In about a half hour, the evolution will continue to be broadcast live on your community radio. The station that loves you, KKCR. Up here in the beautiful North Shore, it was a full day. I was not quite sure how the show was going to unfold, and it is unfolding for sure. Just got a phone call from somebody who made mention that NBC and the program Dateline is interested in hearing your story if you are impacted or infected by this pesticide and GMO issue, this controversy that has been swirling around like the dust that one sees on the west side and elsewhere. The winds of change are blowing, and folks are encouraged to tell their story. Getting in touch with people in the media can be a little tricky. You're welcome to give me a call if you've got a story you'd like to share and bring it out here on Out of the Box or on your community radio station. My phone number is 346-7725, or you can Facebook me at James Trujillo, or give us a call here. I'm going to bring somebody on the line. As we speak, they would like to talk on the radio. You are live on the radio, KKC.
Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. I have a curious question to find out if anybody knows why the county was out at Kumu Camp yesterday plowing their road and grading it.
At Kumu Camp, and where is Kumu Camp?
In Anahola.
In Anahola. And you'd like to know if anybody noticed that, or what was the question?
Well, it was obvious. The county was in there grading, hauling in a bunch of gravel. Their big excavators were in there.
And they were county equipment.
All county equipment. Why were they doing a private road like that?
And the road to Kumu Camp is private, is what you're suggesting?
Yep. They said they did the road to Kumu Camp, and then they also graded the beach road out on the beach.
Oh, well, there you go. So they were doing a little infrastructure deferred maintenance.
Yeah, but is that something that the county should be doing? That's private property. That's Hawaiian Homelands property.
Well, then I guess it wouldn't be private property. It would be Hawaiian Homelands. So I guess you...
I'm just curious if anyone else has saw that or has an answer as to why the county is doing that.
There you go. So if you're listening now and you know about this action, if maybe you were part of the county road crew or you're a caretaker down there at Kumu Camp?
The person I talked to with the county says, hey, man, we just do what our paperwork tells us to do, and it told us to come down here.
Oh, yeah. And who was that you spoke with?
Whoever one of the guys was at the road there.
Uh-huh.
One of the flaggers.
You saw him then. When was this? Yesterday? Today?
Yesterday afternoon.
Well, there you go. We'll hopefully get an Akamai listener that might be able to share some information about this.
I'm curious, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe if they get a chance, they can give us a call here at 826-7771. That'll get you directly online, just like you did, my friend. Anything else? You got a report?
The bees are buzzing.
The bees are buzzing.
Just had about 5 or 6 kisses from the bees. Poor girls.
Very nice. And we understand that 2 weeks ago we had Dr. Carl Berg from Surfrider and Ms. Nicole McCamey and her student Ritika Kumar sharing information about pesticides, specifically Roundup, or is it glyphosate or glyphosate?
Glyphosate.
There you go. The glyphosate level was much higher than anybody was hoping it would be. Would you say that's accurate?
Exactly, and it was confirmed also through independent testing.
Yes, so we have, I guess, a roundup issue in our honey for Kauai to consider
in
as...
In certain areas, yeah.
Yeah, right. In certain areas, I guess the
now,
specifics will be known later, but aren't known now. But we know that at least 25% of all samples came back hot or positive for Roundup. To me, that's a pretty significant number.
More than one tenth of a part per billion, which the EPA says is enough to cause cancer in mammals.
Yeah, well, there you go. I'm sure your mammalian friends, as well as mine, would prefer their honey to be glyphosate-free and not be Roundup ready.
Now, there's some new interesting information that's coming out from the European Union. I don't know if you've seen this information. Basically saying that glyphosate is not the issue. Glyphosate is not toxic by itself. That the issue is the adjuvants that are added to it that are mostly petroleum-based. There was a test done in Europe, I believe, where they took a 2% solution of glyphosate, mixed it in saline water, watered a meter of garden area, and it didn't touch any of the weeds. Then the minute they added the adjuvants to it, that's when things start happening. And the adjuvants are 1,000 times more toxic than glyphosate is.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who are kind of poo-pooing this whole report from the European Union that is saying that glyphosate isn't the issue. As a matter of fact, the Seralini report was just confirmed in the last week or two that it was not false the way everybody claimed it was, and it was confirmed that the Seralini report was an accurate report for glyphosate. And in that report, they talk extensively, and I've read the whole report now, about the issue of not necessarily it being the glyphosate, but everything else in the cocktail that's being mixed. So interesting new developments in regards to glyphosate. I'm looking forward to getting some more information on that soon. And when I do, I'm sure I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, well, there you go. And appreciate the report from the field. And if anybody knows about Kumu Camp and the new road and the materials that were graded out there, give us a shout at 826-7771. I've got somebody who's coming up right behind you, so appreciate the phone call, Amber.
Have a wonderful day, you guys. Keep up the good work.
Aloha. All righty. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, this is Felicia.
Aloha, Felicia. Thank you for calling back.
Hi, and I actually have the project manager for this Navy installation. It's Alex Stone, and I thought, well, you know what, we might as well get the discussion right from the horse's mouth. He can tell the people of Kauai what is going on with the environmental impact statement and essentially what this mission that they're looking to be doing starting 2018. I know they don't have all the details there, but to give an overview. So I'm going to put Alex Stone on for you, okay?
Well, thank you so much.
Hi, Jimmy.
Aloha, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Aloha to you, too.
And did I get that right? Was it Alex?
Yes, Alex Stone.
All right, on. And you're a... please give us a little bit about your background for listeners that are just tuning in.
Okay. I am a Navy civilian employee. I am the project manager for the environmental impact statement for the Hawaii Southern California Testing and Training EIS.
Okay.
Use that acronym.
And that's the environmental impact statement.
Correct.
Right on. So you guys are in the middle or the front end or the tail end of this process?
Yeah, that's a good question. We are just at the very beginning of it. We're doing what's called scoping, which is the first part of the process. Scoping is where we go out and invite the public and other agencies to provide us comments on the scope of the environmental impact statement that we're going to prepare.
Terrific. Now, if folks can't come tonight, they're stuck in traffic or they had to go home and feed their kids, is there an opportunity for them to provide comment to you all?
Absolutely. Yeah, you certainly, we welcome people to come out tonight, but it's not at all the only way to participate in scoping. Our website, hstteif.com, contains really all of the information that we're sharing with the public tonight at the meeting, and it also provides a way for people to provide comments right on the website or an address to send in comments. And so the scoping period is open now, and it's open through January 12th.
All righty. Alex, tell us that website again.
It's hstteif.com.
Now, is that an HS or an HF?
HF, like Hawaii Southern, or HSTT, Hawaii Southern California Testing and Training. So it's HSTT.
Dot.
Com.
Com. All right, I'm going to try to get that, and I can post it on our Facebook page so folks that are listening could find out more about this this process and provide feedback to you. The you're saying that you're a civilian contractor?
Not a contractor. I'm a civilian employee of the Navy.
Okay.
But I'm just one representing a large team of experts and scientists that will prepare the environmental impact statement.
And for our statewide listeners joining us from Oahu or Maui or the Big Island, you will have meetings elsewhere in the state before going back to California?
Yes, we're holding a meeting in Honolulu on Saturday, 10 a.m., and we can get you the particular location, but it's at 10 a.m. on Saturday in Honolulu.
Terrific. So that's Saturday, and then elsewhere in the state, or is that it?
Those are the two locations that we're doing. We also did one in California. It's at the meeting is in Honolulu at the Kihihi Lagoon Memorial Los Banos Room. Kihihi Lagoon Memorial Los Banos Room.
Okay. Well, there we go.
And I'm sorry, it's at 11 o'clock. I said 10. That was wrong.
Okay.
11 to 2
on Saturday this week. And then back to California after that.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the other thing just for your listeners is just a little bit more about the activities.
Okay.
The activities that the EIS are looking at are the testing and training activities that the Navy does at sea. And these activities are largely activities that we've been doing for decades in these same areas. The areas around the Hawaiian Islands are a critical area for Navy training and testing. So the EIS will look at all the activities that the Navy does there, which are largely a continuation of the activities that we've been doing for some time in these same areas.
Mm-hmm. And Alex, you've been employed with this group for a while now?
Yeah, I've been doing this kind of work for about 15 years, doing these as part of an overall program the Navy has to look at all of our testing and training ranges.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been running these large environmental impact statements for some time.
And I guess the involvement from the community has been growing or has stayed the same or diminishing? Are people involved and engaged at the level that you would like?
I think we get a fair amount of interest. I think we appreciate that it's can be a complex topic, but we do everything we can to try and get out the information about our training and testing. I'd say we certainly welcome people to become involved and learn more about it. So we're here for people. It's a public process. Our public involvement is a critical part of the process. So we welcome people's participation.
Well, we certainly appreciate you taking a little bit of time this afternoon. I know you've got a meeting happening as we speak. Is there any refreshments or poo-poo for folks who are coming in and spending a little time with you this evening?
Yeah, I think some of the local people from the base did bring some.
So, terrific. Yeah, that like always that. Helps. So if you're in the Lihue area or in the Puhi area and you're driving through, you can come by and talk story with Felicia and Alex. They're there at Island School till 8 o'clock. And they were considerate enough to bring a little bit of food and share that with folks who are going to share comment and information and maybe concerns as well. The process that you guys have laid out, will it take an individual a couple of minutes or a half hour? How long does it take for them to, if you will, experience what you have to offer?
I think it's largely up to the individual. We sort of have it set up in a poster station kind of format where people can come kind of talk one-on-one to people. So if you just want a quick overview, you can kind of do a walkthrough, but we're here till 8 o'clock, so you can spend a lot of time and learn a lot about the Navy testing and training that we do here, or just stop by.
Well, there you go. The folks, we're here at 15 minutes, 5:45, so you have another couple hours and then some to talk story and share your mana'o about the Hawaii Southern California training and testing and the EIS process. You can also go to the website hstteis.com. And that will get you directly to the website that is sponsored by the United States Pacific Fleet. And Alex Stone, we appreciate you joining us here on Out of the Box. And Felicia Mahalas for goat roping the young man into this quick on-the-spot interview.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Aloha, and best of luck with your meetings.
Thank you.
And we are at the 5:45 time of day. I want to let you know that you are listening to KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. And Saturday there is a big party in Kilauea Town happening all afternoon into the evening. And also Friday evening, the Hawaii Museum is going to be doing their craft fair, their Christmas craft fair, and that's going to be right next to the Lights on Rice Parade. I'm going to play this one for our friends visiting from Tahoe, as well as the beekeepers out there. This one is going out to you. Uh-oh, that's the wrong button. There we go. How's that? A little bit better? Uh-oh. I hit it right. Sweet.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby, from the deep. You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, cause our eyes can see. Men within sight, men in granite. Knights in armor bent on chivalry. Just like
KKCR listens to you. If you'd like to make comments or provide feedback regarding our programming, or to suggest programming you'd like to hear, go to kkcr.org, click on the contact link, and take our listener survey. Or send us a letter at KKCR, P.O. Box 825, Hanalei, Hawaii 96714. Kauai Community Radio, listening to you.
Underwriting spots on KKCR offer the perfect way to broadcast your company's message to the entire island of Kauai. For more information, phone 826-7774 or visit kkcr.org and click on Underwrite.
The 6th annual Kalo Festival is coming up on December 6th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Waipa, just past Hanalei, a celebration of everything Kalo. A fun day for the whole family with keiki activities including a water slide and Christmas shopping among local artisans. Ono food and music all day. Poi pounding, hands-on crafts and Kalo recipe and biggest Kalo and Kalo art contests. WaipaFoundation.org or 826-9969 for contest entry forms and pre-festival workshop information. All proceeds benefit the Waipa Foundation. The Waipa Kalo Festival, December 6th at Waipa.
John Gordon for KKCR News. Here's a county council report for the week of November 30th. There will be a regular council meeting on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. in the council chambers in Lihue. Here highlights from the agenda. Dr. Dilip G. Bal, Kauai District Health Officer, State of Hawaii Department of Health, requests agenda time to provide a briefing on Tropic Care Kauai 2016. The Civil Defense Manager requests council approval to receive and spend grant funds from the United States Department of Homeland Security via the State of Hawaii Department of Defense in the amount of $685,000 to continue to enhance the capability of state and local units of government to prevent, deter, respond to, and recover from threats and incidents of terrorism, as well as all hazards catastrophic preparedness initiatives. The planning director transmits the planning commission's recommendation to amend the county code to clarify the process whereby homestays are reviewed in the commercial districts, resort zoning districts, and residential districts, and establishes standards under which homestays should operate. And this is proposed draft bill number 2609. Councilmember Yukimura transmits for council consideration for inclusion in the 2016 Kauai County Council legislative package a bill for an act authorizing the issuance of general obligation bonds and making an appropriation in the amount of $5 million for the purchase of the courtyards at Waipoli, that is the East Kauai Workforce Affordable Housing. County attorney requests reconfirmation and reapproval of its prior recommendation for authority to spend funds up to $50,000 to retain special counsel to represent Irvin Maganis in State of Hawaii versus Irvin Maganis. This is also to be discussed in an executive session. The county engineer requests approval to spend Clean Water State Revolving Fund monies up to a principal amount not to exceed $6 million for construction of the gas collection and control system for the Kakaha landfill. This is resolution number 2015-63. The county attorney requests authorization to spend up to $50,000 to retain special counsel to represent Shailene Asiri in her individual capacity in Diana Gosenfold-White versus the County of Kauai. This is also to be discussed in executive session. There were two claims submitted by the county clerk. Bills for the first reading include proposed draft bill number 2609, a bill for an ordinance amending the county code relating to homestays. In the non-public executive sessions, items include a request for the county attorney pertaining to the hiring of a county auditor and to consult with the county's legal counsel. Also, the office of the county attorney wants to provide counsel with a briefing in the case of Akara Kotemitsu versus the County of Kauai, and this is a civil case. If the council's not finished with his meeting by approximately 1:30 p.m., it will recess for a public hearing on Bill 2602 and 2603 relating to a bill for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the operating and capital budgets of the county for the fiscal year July 1, 2015 through June 30, 2016, revising the amounts estimated in the Criminal Assets Forfeiture Fund. This is for the Kauai Police Department's KPAL Youth Center Interim KPD Training Facility in the amount of $300,000. A hearing will be held on Bill 2604 for an ordinance to establish a new article in the county code relating to barking dog nuisances. A hearing on Bill 2605 for an ordinance amending an ordinance relating to the capital budget for the fiscal year July 1, 2015 through June 30, 2016, revising the amounts estimated in the Development Fund, CIP, and that's Coco Palms Resort Development Use Permit Conditions, $110,000. And finally, Bill 2606 for an ordinance amending the county code by adding a new section 589-3 relating to homestead tax cap, a home exemption, and long-term affordable rental properties. To view meetings or meeting archives, visit www.kauai/webcastmeetings. Until next week, I'm John Gordon for KKCR News. Aloha.
Mahalo, John Gordon, for that, our county council update. I hope it was the right one. It's the one that was in front of me, but I also looked down the cart for folks who are paying attention. There's another one, and we are about 3 minutes away from the evolution happening. You might still be buzzing from the homegrown, and that festival was another raging success here. Number 15, Mahalo's Dove, for bringing live music and lots of aloha from all over the four corners of our beautiful ocean and island home. And people came to celebrate, had fun. Wasn't there, but I certainly enjoyed hearing about the goodness that was coming. And I look forward to more of that in the future. What do I have left for, maybe some music to wrap us up as we fade in and out. Maria, if you're listening, just know I'll be home sooner than later. I love you. Manulea, congratulations on a wonderful, fun production. Mary Poppins, all the people at Hawaii Children's Theater, what a great production that was. And so many people and so many families enjoyed that. Look forward to more in the future. Brother Dove is in the house with his beautiful son, smiling and beaming. Right there, good to see you. Oh, what a cutie. There we are, 1 minute away from the goodness that is called the evolution, and music will be good like that. Celebrating a Supreme Court victory, if you will, the challenges that prevented the fake state from holding an election that was deemed unconstitutional because I guess it was race-based, but there was a number of reasons why that vote has been, if you will, squelched. We'll get more on the response from the organizers of Na'i Aupuni and the OHA funders as to what are the next steps. Of course, the struggle for sovereignty and self-determination by the Kanaka Maoli and the native Hawaiians, as well as the indigenous people of the Pacific, continues. We will continue to be here with you, struggling as we thrive and survive in the middle of the Pacific, to be specific. This is where Kauai Community Radio calls themselves home, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to be here. Thanks, DJ Schutz and Sister Els, for making that transition from their wonderful 2-4 slot. And I hope you guys all enjoyed that talk story session with Paula Fuga You can go to the KKCR website. You can make a generous donation, and you can request that you get one of these. We'll see if we can put it in the mail and take care. It was the premium that was offered at our last membership and fund drive. That was earlier this fall. We have them twice a year. We try not to go overboard, but sometimes we do. And that's what I'm doing right now, going overboard. So I will cut it short right here with a little bit of Pearl Jam. Hope you enjoy it. Oh, no. Hit it on the wrong one, but we'll get back to it.
All right, if you could join your energies with us for a just a bit of a prayer here, okay?
There we go. Prayers to you all. Much love and aloha from Kauai Community Radio.